Alright, now, good afternoon to you guys. I'm going to join up you guys great. Alright, now, that's Florida. Right now, good afternoon. The United States got up again internationally. They went to the very top again and complaining like they stupid, man. And like they told the United States, by Jesus' goodness, alright, now, it's not me being mean and menacing. I told the United States, no. No. Alright, now, I do not have to take a reduction because at the core of this shit is racism, right? Alright, now, that's what I said. I don't have to retake a reduction for my own money, right? Alright, no, and I think the people at the top of the integrity, it's like this, I'm not, United States, they told the United States about the, this bootleg stock they bought, let me explain this, United States went to a counterfeiter. These races so stupid, they went to, these folks like Obama, them too, to be all the way fair, they went to a counterfeiter. They bought fake stock. I own 100% of everything that I, extract. Which means that since I own 100%, only I can dole out the shares myself. Right? Whether you agree with it or not, I don't care. But they went to a counterfeiter. The counterfeiter sold them stock like they stupid. I own 100% of everything that straight. They told the United States, they were like crying and screaming, well, what are they supposed to do about this stock? And like they told them, they chose to buy that counterfeit stock. They didn't just get told this, right? All right, now say I don't have to take a reduction for my own money. I told you guys to have any citizenship. I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent, that's including the Canada and Mexico, so no clown racist can be dumbass if they ever try to shit again. Not just not begging me, but thinking that they can steal and reduce. You don't call any shots. It's a global supply chain, right? That has nothing to do with the United States, not tied to the United States. The United States cannot make the numbers. The United States is stuck in the trillions. All right, now, despite having fossil fuel sales like oil and gas, right, the numbers are so impossible to make. Even the oil companies like BP, Chevron, Exxon, and Pilot, cannot make them. Does that make sense? Right now, it's only by the grace of the Lord Jesus I can make it. You got a bunch of racists. They don't tell Elon Musk, despite him, getting all these government contracts to take a reduction. These clown-ass racists are not going to tell me to take a reduction out of my own money. They're not going to do that because I'm not going to do it. I said no, right? All right, now, like I said, I don't have a problem with Trump or anything, no. It's just that, beyond any of those things, I can't help. I cannot assure up the counterfeit that the United States created. I didn't tell them to buy counterfeit stock. Not just that, all right, now, I'm not signing up my rights to my money. You can have back your citizenship. That's not me talking junk. That's just me saying, no, I am not volunteering for the United States. These clown-ass racists have lost their mind like they stupid. I'm going to show they dumb asses. It's not a cotton field, right? All right, now, that's full of shitholes like Obama, to be honest, everybody is not racist, but clearly, there's a mentality of entitlement, this white privilege right now. See, Joe Scarborough saw today he had no white privilege, right? He a nasty-ass clown. He was talking that shit, too, right? All right, now, that's the Lord, right now, but it's like this, right now, as a black man, right? Joe Scarborough be lying that he is not black, okay, great. Ask Joe Scarborough if he's African-American, right? The African ancestry is because he's black, okay. All right, now, so I didn't start with anybody, right? I'm not volunteering for the United States, no. I'm not taking a reduction to make racists feel comfortable with me. I don't care what you feel, right? You can have back citizenship. I'll happily go live overseas. I'm going over to Europe and Asia to extract fraud. I am not extracting anything on the North American continent in the jurisdiction of the United States, and sure, the United States, to be all the way fair, everybody's not like these clown racists like Mitch and Joe and these other stupid racists talking about a cotton field. All right, now, it's going to happen to them. It's going to happen to their children. It's going to happen to their money. Okay, they already bought counterfeit stocks. It's already happening to them. They have no way to make that money back on counterfeit stocks, okay? If I don't extract it, it don't exist. I have no idea where it is. Right? How long have y'all been watching me? For 3 years. If I do not extract it, it does not exist. Right? I'm saying it just like that. I am not helping you. You are every awful, godless, awful way. You chose evil over and over again, okay? You chose to think you could be racist, and people like Obama think he could be titled and talk at people, and these clowns like T.D. Jakes getting up, shaking his soup and swinging his big ass. Oh, God, it's nasty. All right, now, trying to be the center of attention like the diva, like some diva he is, getting hit up his ass, dominating completely feminine, T.D. Jakes acting stupid, wanting attention, being wicked, being evil, being godless. All right, now, that's for the Lord, and D.L. Booty, his girlfriend he had sex with. All right, now, and Diddy and doing this. That makes sense. All right, now, T.D. Jakes, he a clown, right? God help him, you fool. All right, no, but anyway, okay, I did not make you buy counterfeit stock. I did not issue out counterfeit stock, right? I actually said do not buy that counterfeit stuff. These folks, okay, by Jesus, they say, okay, anything that I extract down 100% of, you clowns are delusional. I'm not giving, okay, it's up to $60 million. Is it $60 million, right? I am not giving it to the United States, no $60 million. You can have back your citizenship. I don't know what Prince William want, but I'd be happy to pay him over in England. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's for the Lord. I'm not going to dump or anything. I really do love William. I can't wait to have kids with him. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's for the Lord. This type of money, I want my own heirs. That'd be William in Jesus' name, right? I mean, I really do mean, I love William. After I marry him, does that make sense right now? I understand, Brother Kate, you know, he want to be queen so bad, he suck his own dick right about now. You know, all right now, that's the Lord, all right now. So, you know, William, I mean, all that stuff will play out, all right now. But I really love William. I do want a family with him. Does that make sense right now? The Lord had to put those pieces in place, though. Does that make sense right now? That's the Lord. I'm not interested in nothing else out here. Does that make sense right now? But it's like this, all right now. That's the Lord, all right now. Okay, it's like this. I'm not giving you United States money. Right? I'm saying no. I'm not giving the United States $60 million because it is surging past $60 million, right? It's right around there, right? No, I am not, God willing, in Jesus' name, you know, taking a reduction off of 100% of my extraction that I own. You racists have lost your damn minds, man. You can have that citizenship. No, and to be all the way fair about it, right? Does that make sense, right? No, I mean, well, no, the United States is racist. Obama done they horrible too, but the United States at the core of it is racist. They tell these old clown races like this girl ain't got to take a reduction of their own money. And even internationally, just now today, they called out their racism. They said, well, why does he have to take a reduction? They're asking him about Musty. Like, you don't ask him to take a reduction. Why are you bothering her? These old clown racist folks, right? Okay, United States racist. Joe Scarborough, okay, I want to come back to Joe Scarborough for a second right now. Like, the United States just got told they can't steal. I'm not taking a reduction. They can't frame. They got told that too, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord. I got $60 million. Does that make sense? And rising. I own the extraction. Everything I extract. Does that make sense? All right, now, everything I extract. All right, now, that's for the Lord. I own it. All right, now, William. All right, now, I love my William. He can ask me for what he wants as far as, like, it being in the UK. Within reason, right? All right, now, I give William $1 trillion. It's been sitting over there in the bank. I promised him. Does that make sense? All right, now, I'm happy to do that. Or if you want some extra money to help, like, if you want, like, to do some renovations to Britain, you know, that's fine. I'm happy to go over to Europe and Asia to offer some stock. Does that make sense? So people can have the opportunity to buy it. United States didn't do things right. As these racists appear in this counterfeit, these assholes sold knockoffs. Look at Warren Buffett. With their knockoffs, he got $300 billion from the United States stealing. They created counterfeit. They made knockoffs, right? I didn't tell them to make that knockoff counterfeit stock. They chose to do that. Okay, like they told the United States, okay, they're like, she owns 100%. Anything got extracted, I own 100%. The United States by Jesus' voice is getting said, I thank God for Jesus the Lord. I thank God for Jesus the Lord. All right, now that's the Lord. The United States got told, all right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now that, you know, like that, like, you know, you don't ask him to take a reduction as far as Musty is concerned. You're not going to ask her, right? They are so racist. Their racism got called out. I'm not helping them. There's a problem. It's their problem, not mine. Okay. I did not tell anybody to buy counterfeit stock. That's not knocking Trump. This dude just got in there, but I am not volunteering for the United States. I don't know what these dumbass racists thought. These assholes are not volunteering. Actually, let me put it to you like this. These dumbass clowns have been trying to steal my work so they dumbasses and they clown-ass families could profit from it. Why talk about I can't get none of my own work? They're so racist and stupid about my own work. These are stupid-ass racists. I said, no, I am not volunteering. No. Right? That is not a knock at Trump. This man just got in there overwhelmingly where I've been dealing with his racism. But hey, I mean, to be all the way fair, T.D. Jakes, they shitty. Oh my God, T.D. Jakes got up shaking his titties and his hips feeling special, trying to compete for attention. He's such a clown. You're going to call it the racist? All right, now, like, baby murdering Joe Biden and his kill with crackhead Nazi son. No, Nazi Joe Biden. Call it T.D. Jakes and Obama them too, right? Excuse me. All right, no, so I'm not taking I am not taking a reduction from my own money. America can have back its citizenship. America got told it cannot frame me. It got busted calling the Klan 3 times on me, saying destroy my future, destroy my life by lying on me. I thank God for, but Jesus, the Lord didn't go for that. I thank God for Jesus, right? Okay. Also, does that make sense, right? No, that's the Lord, right? No, I am not giving United States shares of my stock. No. I said no. I don't know where it is. If I don't extract it, it don't exist. And no matter what I extract, I get 100% of it. I am not extracting anything on the United States, North American continent. Even though the United States don't own the whole North American continent, Canada and Mexico are also North American continent. But no punk can pop up again like he's stupid because he's sucking Tom and getting hit up his ass, right? Sucking Tom means these punks sucking dick, right? Like Joe Scarborough, he spent his whole life sucking Tom. Oh my God, he wanted to be white so bad, he spent his whole life sucking Tom. I had fake preachers call the Klan on me because they racist. And they got busted like a week before the election. Right? Okay, it's like this. I am not stringing anybody alone, right? The stat makes sense. It has nothing to do with Trump. I'm saying, okay, I cannot sign anything concerning my money. I'm not signing up my money, no, right? This whole bit peddling these ugly ass fat. Oh, yeah, speaking of which. Yeah, all right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, Shrek put up something this morning. All right, now, I want to address it. All right, now, that's the Lord. Give me a moment. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, here it is. All right, now, talking about a watermelon. God, get your ugly ass on the phone. God, and God, because we're 136 days in. Whole gross, disgusting. I told your ugly self to stop lying on me. This one, I made some of the most grossest lies, disgusting lies, stealing lies, all lies. Okay, stop whispering. Get your lying ass on the phone. The whole world watching. Stop whispering. Stop lying. Get your butt on the phone. You can get on the phone with anybody your ugly face desires. Anybody your heart, man, face, self desire. Anything your tormented ugly face desires. All right, now anything your ugly ass face desires. You can get your lying, mean, ugly ass on the phone. Get your ugly lying self on the phone. Go get your ugly self on the phone. You can ask anybody anything about me. Stop whispering and stop lying. Get your butt on the phone. Get your ass on the phone in broad daylight, in the bright daylight. Get on the phone. There's no watermelon drink. I've never stole anything at a no store. And then this horrible, they found all these calls with this horrible stalking me at a grocery store. He says she keep popping up online. She asked if she did the same thing without me shopping. And she would tell them to what? Pull up her calls. All right, now get your ugly self on the phone. Who said about the watermelon lie, right? She got whole lies too. We are 137 days in. Get your ugly self on the phone. Where are these men at? Where are these dudes at? Where's all this whole stuff? Okay. Shrek sucked her uncle's dick and she got pregnant by him. This whore Kendra, she had two abortions. Her uncle got her pregnant when she was 16. Go through her medical records. Hell, go through mine too. No babies, no children, no nothing. No hoe either. All right. Now I told you to stop lying. Get your ugly self on the phone. Get on the phone. You can get on the phone with anybody your ugly ass face desires. Get your ugly ass on the phone. It is not taking you all these days to get on the phone. It's not taking your ugly self. No 137 days to get on the phone. Get on the phone. Get your ugly self on the phone. Stop being mad, green, and jealousy and spreading lies. The whole world watching you. Get your lying, ugly self on the phone. You can't get on the phone because your ugly ass, all you do is lie. Gross lies, disgusting lies. Get your ugly self on the phone. No gross, no disgusting. Okay, get on the phone with any of these fake ass. Let's talk outside. They treat me like shit last year. Get on the phone with these stories or anything. All right, now that's for about me as far as any gross stories. Not just that, even from the aspect of the whole. Okay, these are fake folks. Get your ugly self on the phone with the fake family or people from the streets. Get your monkey ugly self on the phone. You can't get your ugly ass on the phone in 137 days because your monkey ass woke up one day and started lying. Your nasty ass. Don't you whisper shit. I told you to get your ugly ass on the phone and ask direct questions about me. Ask anybody anything about me. You can ask anything about me. People watching, you can ask anything about me. Anything your ugly ass face desires. Anything your ugly mad ass face desires. Anything that your ugly jealous self desires. Anything your ugly heart man face self desires. Anywhere your obsessive ugly man moose face ass desire. You can get your ugly ass face on the phone. Anything your ugly ass face desires. You can ask. You can't get your ugly ass on the phone in 137 days because you popped your ugly ass up lying. And you lied to everybody else, said the lies you made up, you stupid ass. Girl, I told you to stop lying on me. We're 137 days in. Get your ugly ass on the phone. Point the feds to the streaming. You can't get on the phone because your ugly ass liked the lie. I hope that you guys will agree. Here they talk about a watermelon drink, let this dumb slut. Okay, I never taken anything. All right, no, that's what. Who said that's very simple? Who said it? Get on the phone. Who said that? The stat makers, who said that? Is that how you can take me? We've been counting for years on D, all this lying. You notice how this ugly whore can never get on the phone. I told you to stop whispering about me. Get on the phone. I told you to stop lying on me. Get on the phone. Go ask anybody about me. Any person that ever crossed past me. Anybody about me. Ask anything about me. You guys, anything about me. Who is saying this? Where is this coming from? Get your ugly ass on the phone. You can't get on the phone because it's your ugly ass lying. Your stupid self. Anybody your ugly ass face desires to talk to, you get on the phone with. You can't because you lied. Your nasty self. I hope that you guys will agree to right now. We're 137 days here and Shrek still can't get on the phone, okay? Shrek got impregnated by her uncle. Check her medical records. She got two abortions. She raped one of Craig's friends in her 30s. Does that make sense? She's going to shoot the video game by 15 or 16. This slut raped her son's friend. She a pedophile. Not just that. Does that make sense? Check this out. All right, no, that's what she can call anybody about me. She can talk to anybody about me. She can point the face to any streamer about me. She can ask anything about me, ask any question about me. I told you stop whispering about me. I told you ask direct questions about me. You ain't got to beat around the bush about me, right? You do not have to beat around the bush about me. You don't have to play games to beat around the bush about me. You can ask anybody any question about me. You don't have to beat around the bush. You can ask anybody any question about me. You can ask anything about me. Don't beat around the bush about me. I get on the phone and ask about me. Get on the phone and ask anybody about me. Ask anybody about me. You don't have to beat around the bush and say nothing about me. Get your ugly, hard face up on the phone. Anybody your ugly ass face desires to talk to, get your lying ass on the phone. Not to give a cuss, but you have to beat around the bush about me. Now you can get your ugly ass on the phone and ask about me. You can ask about me. You ain't got your ugly ass up there yet because you like the lie. You stupid ass. I hope you guys have a great good afternoon. It's okay. United States just got told they can't steal anything. United States just... Hold up. United States just got told why they ain't asking must do you take a reduction. They keep loading up this apartheid racist and all these government contracts. They're like saying, well, why aren't you telling him to take a reduction, but you're telling her? United States got called on their shit and their racism. Am I right? Got told no. They told me, United States literally did say got told by Jesus you want to stop being racist. Everybody's seeing through that garbage now. I'm not helping you, racist. You're some horrible people, man. T.D. Jakes did more, too, but at the core of this is racism, okay? Joe Scarborough is a black man that used a bat to put his... Okay, Joe Scarborough is a black man that put his female relative into the Freemasons. She is a biological woman like me. I don't want anything to do with the Freemasons. I don't worship Satan. I'm just going to debate. Like I said, I don't mind answering any questions for President Trump, but as far as, like, the, this, all right, no, helping racists or people like T.D. Jakes, no, I cannot show up their fraud. They talk counterfeits. It's like you take a bat back to the Gucci store and it's counterfeit. They don't take it back and they don't take counterfeits. I can't do anything with the counterfeit stock. They're on the hook for it. They fry it there. Right now, it's not me telling, being mean, it's me saying no. Not just that, the stat makes sense. Right now, I am not taking a reduction for 100% of fraud that I extract. Right now, if I don't extract it, it don't exist. So as of right now, it don't exist because I haven't extracted anything. I'm not touching it in the North American continent. So no, I still own 100% of anything I extract over in Europe and Asia. I will offer the extraction. Does that make sense? No, as far as the United States is concerned. Not just that. Right now, I'm not signing over my rights to my money. I got over $60 million, and it's rising. It's earned. The whole world telling the United States, like, no, this money is earned. We watching this girl earn this money. All these nasty folks don't try to steal stock. They already cashed out. That's it. That's all the money they're going to make up for me, right? I'm not taking a reduction for my own money. I'm not signing over my rights to my money, no, right? Instead of knocking at Donald Trump, this man just got in there, right? Does that make sense? But no, right? You can have back your citizenship, the United States can. What's up? Not volunteering for the United States, no. Ask these dumbass racists talk about a cotton field to volunteer. That's not a knock at Trump. But these racists have lost their damn minds, right? Zero. You ask us again, zero. That counterfeit stock is zero. Okay, the fraud don't exist. I haven't extracted it. Where is it? What's up? So that counterfeit stock you bought is worth zero, right? I'm not touching the United States. You never pull this shit again. You will never pull this garbage again, right? There's nothing against Trump, but no, right? What's up? What am I supposed to say? No. The United States got told again today to stop begging. I'm not taking a reduction. They say I get 100% of my money by Jesus speaking through them. I think people at the top of their integrity. Not just that, the United States also got told that right now, if they need my signature, I'm not signing anything. I'm not signing up my rights to my own money. You fools have lost your minds. They got up crying, talking about, well, the reduction. They were like saying, how can you say that if she extracted, that means she owned it? Like, how can you be so racist? They called them racist. They were like, how can you be so racist? Okay, if she extracted, does that mean she would own it? Like, the oil companies they drill for oil. They said, okay, how is she different? If she extracted it, she does own it, right? They actually told the United States, stop being racist today. What's up? So I'm not imagining what I've been dealing with to the fact that internationally today it got called racism, right? So that's it for this garbage. Everything got extracted on 100%. I don't know where it is. I'm in the North American continent. I'm not extracting anything. I have no idea what it is. If I don't extract it, it don't exist. What's up? Not just that. All right, now, by God's goodness, because I'm not going to play that game. It's not a knock at Donald Trump. He just got it there, but I'm not trying to help America. Look at this mess. These racists have lost their minds. Right? Joe Scarborough, he pretended to be white long enough. He got that mentality, too, of effed up, right? But despite him being an African-American man. Right? They did confirm to hear African-American man, right? All right, now, where's Rachel? Rachel Dolezal. Does that make sense with a joke? All right, now, this man hit himself right now. Nothing is Rachel Dolezal. That woman, that lady ain't did nothing to me. All right, now, I mean, that's the Lord. Right? I'm just saying, hey. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, not just that. All right, now, not helping the United States. I'm not teaching the United States. I'm not training the United States. No, this is my business. This is my work. No matter what racists say to say, okay, it's a global supply chain. Go out there and start knocking on doors. There's 8 billion people. You got countless opportunities. There's 8 billion people. There's 7 continents. Get out there and start knocking on doors for this global supply chain. It's literally global. Scatter on the 7 continents, start knocking on doors, demand they give you their fraud, okay? You know, that's what it's a global supply chain. You have to get it that way because I'm not giving you a global supply chain, no way. No, it's my business. I'm not giving it over to you. I said no, right? As the United States got told today by Jesus goodness. I hope you guys want a great gap unit right now. That's what. Here get a whore talking about a watermelon drink. Like, we're 137 days in. Hope, gross, disgusting. Anything, her ugly man, face, heart, ugly self, and desire. I told you don't put it beat around the bush about me. Ask the hard questions about me. Ask anything about me. Ask anything about me. Ask anybody anything about me. Ask anything about me. You don't beat around the bush. You don't spam people a lot. Get your ugly ass on the phone and ask direct questions about me. Ask them directly about me. Ask in the daylight where people can see you, not you whispering, spreading gossip. Get your ugly self on the phone and ask people directly about me. You can't because your ugly ass lied. Your man looked himself. Thank you guys so much.